From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 467 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Happy New England Patriots, windy, under, Pats plus three, Pats teaser day. What is going on, everybody? A great day in the arena because it was a real good Monday Night Football result last night. It's always nice, guys, when you can nail both the spread and the total. And again, the total you may have laid off because it fell too much. You may have played it just because it was a crazy windy under. Kind of when we were talking about on the pod, guys, I was nervous and concerned that, hey, it moved so much, can I still play it? 45 all the way down to 40. This is kind of a teachable moment, though, because when I saw, and I was getting ready for the game, you know, I did, Lombardi line in the pod and betting across America, and then I'm hanging around the house getting ready, prepping. I'm watching local Boston sports radio, Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub, and I'm seeing on Twitter the ridiculous windy videos on Twitter, just showing like almost like a monsoon out there, guys. There was snow. It was gross. It was windy as like crazy. So what ended up happening? I ended up adding a late under there. I'm saying, hey, they can barely move. There was one in particular. Mac Jones was throwing like maybe a 10-yard pass, and it was like a monsoon. It was like a complete hurricane out there. So maybe you added the under. Maybe you teased it up and took the under. Maybe you had the Pats 2.5 to 8.5 on the teaser. Maybe you had the Pats plus three. Either way, they all cashed last night, guys. And just some takeaways overall. Patriots, liability was always on their side. And I had a bunch of people say, hey, are you worried? They're kind of a trendy dog. They're getting 57% of bets across BetMGM. So number one, in order to be a trendy dog, guys, you need higher than 57%. You need to be 60, 70% or more. So would I have preferred New England was getting 27% of bets? Of course. But really, the point there was, even though they were slight public play by the definition of being public, anything 51% or more, they weren't that lopsided. And also, the liability with the juice was always on the Patriots. Plus three down to 2.5. Plus three, all the plus threes, minus 120, minus 115. There was never any buyback in terms of juice. It never got to 3.5. So that kind of made me feel more confident that, yes, even though technically Pats were public, and I like to bet against the public, remember, wise guys, they don't care what the public does. They're not going to look at percentages. They trust their own numbers and all liabilities toward New England. So big, big hit there with the Patriots and the points. We're now looking at short road dogs, plus three or less. Now 20-10 against the spread, 67%. Primetime dogs improved to 24-15 ATS, 62%. And then that windy under, man, unbelievable. They combined for 24 points. I know it was a little dicey at the beginning because first quarter it was an 8-7 game. So they're on pace for what? 15, 30, 60 points. It was looking like it was going to go over. Then, of course, the wind got crazy. Gusts up to 50 miles an hour. If you look at this windy under system now, guys, very simple. Wind blows 10 miles an hour or more. The under is now 38 and 21, 64% this year. And primetime unders, 22 and 16, 58%. And the crazy thing with these primetime unders, guys, remember the primetime overs started, I think, like 8-0, 8-1. If you look at these primetime unders, I think it's kind of an auto bet moving forward. And we'll get to a lot of these week 14 lines that just came out. But if you look at exclusively or really kind of just the last little bit here, you know, September, it was all of those primetime overs. But if you look since the 1st of November, primetime unders, 20 and 8, 72%. So good signal there. Good hit to the under. Just a great game overall. My Pats win. I had a bet on them. I didn't bet on them just because I love them. I bet on them because there was liability and we had all these road dog matches, primetime dog matches. The under came through. So great night last night, guys. But I'm looking at our card overall. 3-0 in the NHL. NHL, you love seeing it. Washington getting it done in a shootout. Colorado, Dallas. I probably should have, and I'm kicking myself for not going spread or puck line there, but another cash, our home favorite off win, opponent off a loss system, 2-0 last night, so we're going to keep grinding. College hoops, 2-2, got the Iowa over, Citadel over, came up just short, Coastal kind of fade at the end, got New Mexico State, though, on a buzzer beater, which was nice, so 2-2 college, and really what kept us from a huge night was NBA, only 1-3 in the NBA, got the Washington over, but Portland over, Denver over, Memphis over, all losers there, sadly, unfortunately, and kind of some bad breaks with injuries, that Chicago, Denver over, DeRozan got scratched, or I think he got hurt or something, but he didn't play and saw that number fall, but either way, guys, 7-5 last night, not counting the under, I'm just talking about the plays we talked about, 7-5, minus 0.42 units, so again, you're laying 200s here in hockey, and New Mexico State on the money line, these little things here, you're going to have to win at a high rate to turn a profit, but overall, guys, I'm happy, a good start to the week with a little bit of football, NHL, college hoops, NBA, and now we turn the page to a big Tuesday, so we have a ton to get to today, guys. We got a bunch of NHL. I got four plays in the NHL. I'm loving waking up betting hockey every day. I got two in the NBA. I got a play on the Celtics-Lakers tonight, which I'm excited about. I got seven in college basketball. And then I also have a look ahead to the NFL because there are some interesting moves, and there's a bet that I put in today. See if we can continue to hit some of these early plays like the Patriots. I know I hit the Patriots plus +3, I think, like a week ago, real early on. But we got windy unders, non-conference unders, late season divisional unders. We got some dogs here that are moving where we want to jump on them now to, you know, get a hook or a good number before it drops. But a big, big Tuesday in the arena, and I'm excited. The sun's shining. It's a kind of a sneaky nice day here in New England. It's been, like, freezing cold recently, but sun is shining. We're alive, and we're betting on sports. So what's better than that? So far, so good, guys. But, of course, before we dive in, a lot of housekeeping to get to. Number one, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Go to VSiN.com/newsletter. All you got to do is put in your email, and then you'll get the newsletter every single morning, waking up to run out of all the shows at VSiN that day, the times and the hosts and the guests. You also get promos for legal sports books. They want your business. You want to be able to shop for the best line. Just use that newsletter to open up those accounts. That way you can have more outs, and that way you can get an extra half point, extra hook, better money line price on a hockey play. It's really important to have multiple outs, and that way you can shop for the best line. And in the newsletter, we'll give you promos for all the good sports books. You also get my Market Insights column, giving you sharp reports every single day. Today's sharp report was a early Week 14 sharp report, so we'll hit on some of those NFL games at the tail end of the pod. You also get, aside from the Market Insights sharp reports from me, you'll get Dave Tooley's ATS reports, how did favorites, dogs, over-unders do. You get Andy McNeil's daily NHL column, JBT's daily NBA column, stat splits, power ratings, helpful links, everything you need there, along with BetMGM and DraftKings percentages, percentage of bets, percentage of money, look for low bets, higher dollars, sharp moves, all included for free in the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. And then, of course, you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN All Access membership. We got a great promo right now, Black Friday holiday promo, late season NFL special. Now until the Super Bowl, only $100, getting everything we offer at VSiN. You'll get a $20 credit to the store, get hats, get merch, get a VSiN shirt. Cash and tickets is what it's all about. Godfather shirt, I got to get me one of those. But then you'll also get every Points Should Weekly magazine. So it comes out every Wednesday, geared toward capping for that particular week. best bets, power ratings, everything you need, articles. You know, it's not just NFL and college, but NBA, NHL. You'll get, of course, biting from Gamble and Lou. You'll get tennis, golf, everything included with the Points for Weekly magazine. You get the afternoon best bet emails that, you know, best bet picks from guests and hosts. And then you'll also get everything behind the paywall, all of our betting guides, everything at VSiN.com, and being able to have full access to all the power rating stats, splits, ticket counts, everything we offer, VSiN.com/subscribe. Do a 10-day free trial. If you like it, you can let it renew and go monthly. You can get the holiday discount, or you can get the annual and save some money off of a full year. And if you don't like it, just cancel before the 10 days are up, and you will not be charged. Of course, lastly, guys, get on Twitter. Twitter is where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is where I see DeMar DeRozan is out and say, wow, I did not get a good number on my over. But it's really, really important because we are in a market that is difficult and it's constantly fluid and evolving and changing. And we need to jive with the punches and be proactive, not reactive. So Twitter is key for getting breaking news. Player is in or a player is out, upgraded to probable, downgraded to doubtful. You can also look for following local beat reporters in pro and college. Get little nuggets that maybe the main, the big media doesn't pick up on. If it's the star player for James Madison college basketball team is out, boom, and they're -7, and you can bet the dog +7, and they're going to fall to -4. That's kind of how Twitter is used. I also use it for getting confirmed goalies in hockey every day, injuries, obviously, starting pitchers, MLB, all this kind of stuff. So get on Twitter. Create a gambling community. You can also direct message people, talk about games, but make sure once you're on Twitter, you follow at VSiN Live, the mothership, and you can follow me at Josh_insights. Always ask me a question, comment, anything I can do to help you, let me know. You can always email me josh@vsin.com as well. So I always love to hear from you. And I want to know who I'm sitting next to at the virtual bar, sweating sharp contrarian plays every day. But anyway, guys, let's get after it. I want to start with NHL because NHL, knock on wood, we've been putting together some undefeated nights recently. So NHL is starting to get its groove, which I knew would happen. It was a rough start here. I think hopefully, or my hope and my promise and my goal is we're kind of going to see the same thing with college hoops, which has been rough to start. But NHL, we're getting a groove now. So we have our system matches. The sample sizes keep getting bigger. We can now look at some of these rest versus tired discrepancies. So hockey, knock on wood, has been pretty good, and I'm confident it'll continue. So let's start with hockey, a sport that's been cashing us some bets overall. Now, one thing before we dive in, and someone I wanted to give credit to alerted me to this on Twitter, but keep an eye on Kraken overs, the Seattle Kraken overs. This is crazy. It was a 6-1 game last night. I actually didn't play Pittsburgh. There was a move that actually dipped a little bit toward the Kraken here, but the Kraken to the over. This is crazy, guys. Kraken lose 6-1 yesterday. That total was 6, 5.5, kind of bounced back and forth, but the Seattle Kraken to the over, this is crazy, 17-6 to the over. The Seattle Kraken are averaging 3 goals a game. They're giving up 3.5 goals a game. They are cashing a ton of overs. So something to file away. You know, when you're a system driven better like me, you have your basic models and formulas that, you know, apply per sport, but then you can layer in some little systems like, oh, you know, Seattle always cashes an over, maybe a total's 5.5 juiced up over, we take the over. So these little things we can file away, have some scouting on different teams, we can layer that in to our betting overall. So just keep that in mind. Seattle Kraken overs, 17-6. Let's isolate some Kraken overs moving forward. But anyway, guys, dive right into our slate tonight. There's 10 games in the NHL and I have 4 bets. So first one for me, Tampa Bay Lightning. Let's go Lightning, baby. Lightning are on the road at Montreal. Not a huge move here. You know, Lightning opened. Some shops actually kind of decent size move, like -185 up to -200. I got the -200 for Tampa Bay. A couple system matches here. You look at a big fave 200 or more, 61-19, 76% this year. You look at road favorites, -175 or more. This is a really good one. 17-4, 81% this year. Also divisional favorites, 69-36, 66%. So I got 3 matches there on pretty good systems. And the other thing I like, Vasilevsky, of course, the good starting goalie is in there for Tampa Bay. But look at these kind of head-to-head splits here. Tampa Bay is 14-6 as a favorite, and they're 7-2-2 on the road. So when they're on the road and they're expected to win, they're winning. You look at Montreal. They're 4-13 as a dog, 4-8-1 at home. Give me Tampa Bay here. I'm on the Tampa Bay Lightning, -200. System matches, 1-3 in a row. Montreal's lost 3 in a row. Let's go Tampa. Go minus 200 Tampa. Next one for me, I kind of hate this already because this team is so effing terrible right now, pardon my French, but it's kind of sharp and they got to win at some point. Guys, I'm going to go New York Islanders tonight. Islanders are on the road at the Ottawa Senators. Islanders open minus 130. They've been bet up to minus 140. So about a 10-cent steam move in favor of the Islanders. The Islanders have lost 11 straight games, and this is a team that, really good team, good coaching, good players, just for whatever reason. I think maybe with that new stadium, like they played all their games on the road, and maybe it's just kind of a weird year for them. But they got to turn around at some point. They got a lot of good players, and when you lose 11 in a row, I think the easiest thing, kind of gambler's fallacy, is if a team's hot, just bet them. If a team is bad, just fade them. But it's almost one of those things like, you know, are you just kind of confirmation bias or buying into something that kind of makes is too easy or too simple? And anytime it feels too easy or simple, usually it's fishy or there's something behind it. So I'm going to go Islanders here. Again, are they really this bad? Maybe they are. I hope they don't lose tonight because I bet them. But they have a line move in their favor. And the other angle here for me is a fade back-to-back. Ottawa Senators played yesterday. They won 3-2. But this is a back-to-back where they were, I think they were on the road yesterday. Were they on the road? Yeah, they're at the Devils. Now they got to travel and come home, cross-border. But the Islanders, rest advantage. They last played the 5th. So they've been chewing on these losses. And I just think this team with a lot of veteran leadership, man, they got to win a game here at some point. And they have a line move in their favor. And Ottawa's on the second leg of a back-to-back. A lot of my system matches here. Favorite versus a tired team, 39-20 this year, 66%. So, dear God, Islanders, can you win an NHL hockey game? Please, I'm on the Isles, minus 140. Next one up for me, Toronto Leafs, baby. I'm on the Leafs. So this line dipped a little bit. Maybe there's some money coming in here on the Columbus Blue Jackets at a big price. But a lot of these books were like minus 280 Leafs. They're down to like minus 250. I got down on the minus 250 because I got a lot of matches on Toronto. Home favorites minus 175 or more, 74 and 29, 72%. Big faves 200 or more, 76%. Home favorites 66%. Fave versus a tired team, 66% as well. So a lot of matches here for Toronto. And what I like about this spot is I think you're going to get a feisty Toronto effort tonight. They've lost two straight. So when you're a good team and you've lost two straight and you've had to chew on it for a couple days, again, hopefully like the Isles here, you get a good effort. But also Toronto, 17-6 as a favorite, and they are 10-3-1 at home. So I think that's an advantage to Toronto. And I think the other advantage here, defensively, you know, both teams are averaging like 3 goals a game, 3.1, 3.2 goals a game. Difference comes defensively. Toronto's only giving up 2.3 goals a game. Columbus is giving 3.3 goals a game. So let's go Leafs here with some system matches. I'm on the Leafs, minus 250. And then last play of the night for me, guys, Florida Panthers. Tip of the cap to Andy McNeil. I liked his write-up on this game. I liked it anyway because saw some good steam on Florida. They opened around minus 140. They've been bet up to minus 160. If you look at these non-division road favorites this year, 60 and 41, 60% overall. Another system match would be non-division road favorite off a win. That's 58% this year, a little lower than historically. It's around 60%, but a couple matches on Florida. But the other angle here, guys, is Alexander Barkov, best player there on Florida, really good player, their captain. He's back in the lineup, good to go. And on the flip side, you got a lot of guys out for St. Louis. Binnington, Falk, David Perron, Robert Thomas, Bozak, James Neal, all these guys out. So a lot of guys out for St. Louis. Barkov is in for Florida. I'm going to go Florida here. Florida is 16-4 as a favorite. St. Louis, 3-6 as a dog. So let's go Panthers. I got Panthers minus 150. They're now up to minus 160. So further movement in their favor. So a four-pack tonight. Lightning, minus 200. Isles, minus 140. Toronto, minus 250. And FLA, Florida Panthers, minus 150. Now let's flip over to the NBA, guys, because only two games in the NBA that caught my eye. Only three games overall. But I think there's some value here to buying low in a couple spots, and then also looking at a dog play today that I think is going to move and get a little bit worse. So first one for me, I'm going to buy low on the Spurs over. It's Spurs and Knicks. So what caught my eye, guys, is this total opened 212.5, and it's down to 210. So I think now getting the over 210, you could take the under, and maybe it sails under. And what was it? What was the game yesterday, guys, that I kind of called, and I called it in a bad way? Like, who was it? It was Coastal Carolina. Man, I'm looking back at that yesterday because Coastal, Man, and they had a shot there at the end if anyone watched that game. But yeah, they were minus four down to minus two. I bought low on a money line, but yet that line moved actually to Mercer, and Mercer ended up coming up big there. So anyway, again, I could be walking into a buzzsaw here, but I'm gonna buy low and take the over 210 with the Knicks and the Spurs. And I'll tell you why. A couple of reasons to maybe buy low on this total. Number one, over refs. You got some good over refs here for Knicks and Spurs. In particular, Derek Collins and Eric Lewis. Eric Lewis, really good over ref, about 54%, 55%. So a couple over refs here in this one. You're also looking at the Knicks. Both these teams trending to the over here. Knicks 4-1 to the over their last five. San Antonio is 11-3 to the over in their 14 home games. San Antonio also number six, fastest paced team in the NBA. And I'm also putting some stock into this short spread. So this spread here is Knicks only favored by 2.5. It looks like it actually may, who knows, it may get down to two. It's kind of leaning a little bit towards Spurs as a contrarian play. But a short spread, what does that mean? A lot of back and forth. Maybe you get overtime. Short spread's always good for overs because it's going to be a competitive, tight game back and forth. Big spread's always good for unders because team will get up big, take their foot off the gas. You guys know this. We talk about it all the time. So, again, 212.5 down to 210. I'm going to buy low and take the over 210. Hope it doesn't sail under, but I'm on the over 210 with the Spurs and the Knicks. And the other play for me, guys, I got to sweat my Celtics. I got to sweat my my Pats yesterday as a system match, and I'm sweating the Celtics tonight as a system match. Celtics, majority of bets on the Lakers. Lakers at home against Boston. Lakers open laying 2.5 or laying 3. Any threes got down to 2.5. And all the 2.5s, kind of like the Patriots yesterday, guys, juiced up toward the Celtics. A lot of plus 2.5s, minus 115, minus 120, like it may get down to 2. So I jumped on the Celtics plus 2.5. You have three good road refs in this game, which I love. Curtis Blair, JT Orr, and guess who? Scott Foster, baby! Scott Foster, notorious over and road ref. Let's go, Scott Foster. I want you to favor the Celtics. Maybe Donahue will give him a call from jail. Yeah, I heard Josh Applebaum and the podcast users are on the Celtics here. Can you call a lot of fouls on the Lakers? Thank you. Just kidding, guys. But anyway, the Celtics plus 2.5. The other thing I like is Celtics on the road. They're 9-5 ATS on the road, down a two-game road trip. I think they've covered both their games. Both flew over, too. This total has risen, 217 after 220. But the Lakers, 4-11 ATS at home. So slight majority Lakers, line moving to Celtics. I took the 2.5. And I'll put some stock into, again, the age of the Lakers, guys. Their average age is 30. And that's really old. I'm 34. I miss being 30. Again, those are good years. But Celtics average age is 25, and they are getting Horford and Romeo Langford back tonight. So I'm on the Celtics plus 2.5. I'm going to buy low and live dangerously and take the Knicks Spurs over 210. Those are my two plays in the NBA. But don't go anywhere, guys. We're only halfway through the pod. We got to run through college basketball for today. I got seven plays that caught my eye. I got a spread. What do I have? I have some totals. I have some money lines. And then we are going to set the table for NFL Week 14. Some early numbers, some early system matches, and one bet in particular that I put in this morning because I think this line is going to get worse, and we're going to get the best of it right now. So don't go anywhere. Going to finish up strong in episode 467 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat in the arena with every single day, and you cash a double dip on a windy under and a Pats plus 3, baby. Your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. Going to talk some college hoops and NFL Week 14 early sharp report when we return on episode 467 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started the Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to the Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. After looking at our plays from yesterday, guys, again, 7-5, minus 0.42 units because of some of these minuses, but good night overall. Maybe you added that under in the Patriots game. Maybe you cashed the Pats. 3-0 in the NHL, so let's see if we can keep it rolling, guys. But again, start of the pod, recapping yesterday, talking NHL, talking a little NBA. Now let's transition over to some college basketball. So there are a few college basketball games that caught my eye. Number one, if you want to bang your head against a wall and put yourself through torture, but it's kind of sharp and I'm playing it, I'm taking a Virginia over, guys. So hopefully UVA, who's notorious for unders, high school team that, you know, scores 50 and gives up 42. Hopefully we get some points in this one. Virginia actually has gone over 2-0 their last two. But guys, I'm going to take Virginia and James Madison over. Total open 124. It's been bet up to 124.5. You may think that that's no big deal, you know, only rising a half point, but it's kind of a big deal in Virginia games because almost always a Virginia total will open, you know, 124 and immediately fall to 123, or open 120 and immediately fall to 118. Like, typically these Virginia unders get hit right out, you know, at the outset here. So when a Virginia total goes up, I kind of like that, guys. That tells me that even though the public, you know, knows how Virginia is so good and deliberate and slow, they're hitting the over and causing it to rise. The other thing I like is James Madison is 6-1 to the under. Virginia, again, 5-4 to the under. But James Madison, 6-1 to the under, yet the total rose. Virginia, great to the under, yet the total rose. I always think that's a good fishy play. Like, if both teams are really good under teams, but yet the total rises, or they're both really good over teams and the total falls, I kind of like that because it doesn't make sense and it seems fishy. And therefore, wise guys who influence the market, they have a cap on basically an overplay here. So I'm on the Virginia over 124.5. You may be able to find a 124 on a stale book out there still, but I think they're mostly gone. Now, KenPom has it right at 124, not a KenPom edge, but Greg Hoops has a 127.5. And James Madison, our fourth president here, a 71 pace. That's a pretty fast pace. Again, over 70 is quicker, below 70 is slower. Virginia is obviously really slow here, but also kind of like a short-ish spread. You know, this is only a 5.5 point spread here for Virginia. So again, short spread, hopefully it's competitive back and forth. And also like how James Madison is the home team, because they're not going to give up. I think they're going to keep playing until the bitter end. Maybe when they're down 12, I don't know, with a minute left, they'll still shoot threes. Whereas if they're on the road, maybe Virginia takes their foot off the gas. Anyway, I'm on the UVA over 124.5. Next one for me, guys, Oakland. I'm going Oakland on the money line. They're at Bowling Green. Oakland opened -1 on the road, and they've been bet up to -2 or even -2.5. So line move toward Oakland. I'm going to go money line Oakland -135. KenPom's got them winning by 1. Greg Hoops has them winning by 3. Line movement in their favor. And they're ranked much higher for KenPom. He's got them ranked 121 and Bowling Green ranked 171. And I think the difference here, guys, you know, you give a slight edge to Bowling Green's offense. They're averaging 78 a game. Oakland's averaging 70 a game. But the difference is really defensively. Bowling Green's given up 75, only 65 for Oakland here. So I'm on the Oakland money line. Hopefully their defense paces them. Oakland on the money line, -135. Next one for me, Northeastern against Massachusetts. A game up in my area by Boston here. But I'm going to go Northeastern on the money line. Northeastern on the money line is around -130. Kind of the same play as Oakland, but now on the home team. A lot of these books opened -1.5 Northeastern at home. They're up to -2. I see one shop at -2.5. So movement toward Northeastern. KenPom's only got them winning by 1. Greg Hoops has them winning by 4, though. So that's a good Greg Hoops has a little more bullish here on Northeastern, which I like. And then also, you know, UMass is a good offense, 82 a game, only 62 Northeastern. But UMass has given up 80 defensively, and Northeastern's only given up 63 defensively. So I think Northeastern, this slower pace, maybe stifles UMass a little bit. So I'm going to go Northeastern at home, a little bit of a move, and of course a bit of a Greg Hoops edge at -4. So give me Northeastern, -130 on the money line. Next one for me, Navy and George Mason, an add-a-game extra game, game 306-021, 306-022. I like the over here, guys. This kind of caught my eye as a add-a-game extra game that the public doesn't even know. They can't find it. They don't know how to bet it. It's on an extra tab that you got to search on your app or your, you know, your tablet or your computer with. But these moves are meaningful to me in add-a-game extra game because it's really pros who are isolating these numbers and have their numbers ready and are hitting it if they see a discrepancy. So I got on the Navy over 129.5. It opened 129. It's creeping up to 130. So movement toward the over. Not a huge edge here for KenPom. He's got it right at 129. But Navy is 3-1 to the over their last 4. So they've been putting up some points here. Both teams averaging about 70 points a game. Navy's also 3-1 ATS away. And George Mason, or sorry, Navy is... I was looking at their ATS, not their over-under. But if you look at some of these recent matchups, you've hit the over at a few of them. So I'm on the over, 2-1-1 to the over. Navy, their last 4. And then what'd I say? 3-1 to George Mason, their last 4. So let's see if we can break 130 or more. I'm on the over 129.5 with Navy. Then 3 more, guys. Tulane. I'm going to go Tulane here. This is a low bet game. It's not an add a game extra game, but a low bet game. And we've seen kind of a line freeze-ish. Majority of bets are on College of Charleston here. Open -4, stayed -4. I'm going to go Tulane on the money line. My biggest, or one of my, you know, kind of things that jumps out to me with this game is Tulane is 3-5, and College of Charleston is 5-3. So why is the 3-5 team favored over the 5-3 team? That just seems kind of fishy. KenPom has Tulane winning by 7. And they're -4. So even if you wanted to lay the whole 4 there, I get it. Greg Hoops has it right at 4. But I'm going to go money line here. I just like money lining these teams if they're like 4 or less. I don't like to go much higher than, like, I guess right now they're -170, -180. But that just seems fishy to me. Just win the damn game. That's my play here on Tulane. And Tulane ranked much higher, 148 versus College of Charleston, 201. So I'm on Tulane money line there, -170. Another play for me. Butler over. Butler, what are they? The Bulldogs over. Total open 125.5. It's been bet up to 126.5. I got down on the over 126.5 here. KenPom has it right at 125, so it's not a big KenPom edge. But what I like about this one, guys, Butler is 6-1 to the under. Now, if they're a really good under team, why did this line rise? Because I think it's maybe they put up some points, but kind of a play on Oklahoma. Oklahoma's 5-3 to the over. They are, I think they're what, 3-2 to the over their last 5, something like that. But it's kind of a play of a fishy thing. Like, why is line rising if Butler's a notorious under team? That just seems fishy to me. It's a low total. Let's get 127 or more there. I'm on Butler over 126.5. Then last play of the night for me, guys, you know, we got to fit an under in here somewhere. The North Dakota Cal Baptist under. It's a 10 PM game, game 6-4, 1-6-4-2. Seen a lot of under money here.
Total open 141.5. Some bet down to 140. Some shops even falling to like 139.5. I get down to the under 140. KenPom has a 137. So a little bit of a KenPom edge and moving toward KenPom's number. Both these teams are at a pace of 68, a tempo, so kind of on the slower end. And Cal Baptist, 5-0 to the under their last five. North Dakota, 3-1 to the under their last four. So these teams have been playing some lower scoring games. Now they're going head-to-head. I am on the North Dakota under 140. You may get 139.5, 139 now. It is falling as we speak. So Virginia over 124.5. Oakland money line, minus 135. Northeastern money line, minus 130. Navy over 129.5. Tulane money line, minus 170. Minus 180 now probably. Butler over 126.5. And North Dakota under 139.5, 140, 139, whatever number is there available now. Now let's go to a little bit of NFL, because there are some NFL games that, and I love this time of year with NFL. You know, this is really when we have a lot of data, a lot of information. Also, the books do too, so, you know, you don't feel like you're pulling a fast one here. With system matches, particularly with totals, great time of year to be betting unders. Unders in general, if you look at the updated stats here, guys, 111 and 82, 58%. But now we can layer on more filters, like primetime unders or non-conference unders or late season divisional unders or windy unders. That to me is where you can make your money right now. So a couple that caught my eye. Number one, Vegas and Kansas City under. Total open at 50. It's down to 48.5, even 48. This would match a lot of systems. Number one, windy under. It's going to be about 15 mile an hour winds at Arrowhead. You have Brad Allen, 54% to the under. This would also be a late season divisional under. So a lot of matches here too. This Kansas City and Vegas under, I'd be looking at that. If you can still find a 48.5, 48, something like that. Another one that caught my eye, Cleveland under, 42.5. If you can still find it, open 43, it's creeping down to, probably 41.5 at a lot of shops, but that thing is falling. That'll be a late season divisional under trend. That's going to be about 16 miles an hour of wind, really windy under here. And we have seen these teams, I think Baltimore, what are they, 4-0 to the under their last four? I know they've been scoring at a low rate right now. Yeah, I think they've been cashing some unders, and Cleveland is 3-2 to the over, 2-0, or sorry, 3-2 to the under, or 2-0 to the under their last two. So again, you get these rock fights in the division, like we saw with Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Now it's Baltimore, Cleveland. And I would mention, I like Cleveland on the money line here, guys. Cleveland opened minus 1.5. They're up to minus 2.5. Even though it's a split ticket count or slightly Baltimore, Cleveland would match a favorite off a bye. 57% ATS over the last decade. So movement to Cleveland. That'd also be a windy divisional under. Washington football team to the under. Total open 49. It's down to 48. You're going to get weather there. It's going to be rainy, about 10 miles an hour of wind. That'll be another late season divisional under. We have seen the football team to the under. What are they? 4-1 to the under the last five. Dallas is 4-1 to the under the last five as well. So another late season divisional under match. What else do we got here? Green Bay under. So Green Bay is playing Chicago on Sunday Night Football. That opened 44.5. It's down to 43.5. I jumped on the under 43.5. It's going to be 30 degrees, 15 miles an hour of wind. Ron Torbert, slightly an under ref, 53%. And we also know both these teams 8-4 to the under. And the last time they played was 24-14 game back in October. So looking at that under play as well. Another one that caught my eye, Denver. Broncos playing Detroit. Total open 43, it's down to 42. That'll be a non-conference under. You look at non-conference unders this year, 41 and 21, 66%. We do know Detroit. I know they cashed the over last game, but they are 8-4 to the under. And guess what? Denver, who cashed that primetime under, Sunday Night Football under, they're 10-2 to the under. So I'll be looking at an underplay there as well. Now for some spreads. I'm holding out for a Pittsburgh Steelers plus 3.5. A lot of these books opened Steelers laying 3.5 Minnesota laying 3.5 or even four. The fours got down to 3.5. The 3.5s got down to three. It's juiced up minus 3, minus 120 Minnesota. So I don't think you have to like buy a half point or, I think that 3.5 may come back to you, but I'm on the hook there with Pittsburgh. Injury wise with Minnesota, they're going to miss Dalvin Cook, and it sounds like they're going to miss Adam Thielen, and they could miss some of these linebackers, Kendricks and Anthony Barr. Again, Dalvin Cook out. So I like that kind of spot toward Pittsburgh, getting healthier, you know, playing better as of late. You also have a good road ref, Cleet Blakeman, about 55% to road teams, and that'll be a primetime dog. And we know primetime dogs, 62% ATS this year, 24-15. Road dogs have done well, and Mike Tomlin has a dog, 5-2 ATS, 71%, 67% ATS in his career. And the banger system there, road dog 7 or less, 71%, 56-23 ATS. So holding out for a 3.5. If you find a 3.5, I'm on the 3.5. It just depends on, are you going to wait it out? I would say, you know, sometimes I do this, like if a play is, like for instance right now, I'm looking at a bunch of books that are -3 Vikings, -120. And the +3 on Steelers is even money, +100. You could adjust your number at +3, +100 to +3.5. And you're probably only going to go to like -110. Maybe it's -115. So again, that's kind of in the vein of buying numbers, which I'm not a huge fan of, but if it's around a hook, I could make some sense there. So dog Pittsburgh, and I would lean under there, open 44.5. Some look like they're creeping down to 44. That would be a non-conference under, so keep an eye on that. The play I bet today was the Washington football team, +4. They're at home against Dallas. Dallas open laying 5. The line's down to 4, and I bet the 4 because every +4 is juiced up -120, like it's going to 3.5. So I think this line is going to move further to the football team. That's why I jumped on the 4 right now. And why is that important? I know 3, you know, 3, 7, 10, those are your key numbers. But, you know, if the football team, every time it's a touchdown and an extra point, and then you kick a field goal, it's a 4-point game. So if they lose by 4, I want to push instead of, you know, lose that one on a 3.5. But you would match a lot of systems with Washington. Divisional dogs, conference dogs, 7 or less. Divisional dogs this year, 57% ATS. So I'm on Washington here at +4, thinking this thing gets down to 3.5. And also, Washington's won 4 in a row and played pretty well here. So we'll see if we can get a football team play here with the +4. Another play that caught my eye, Atlanta +3. Atlanta's playing Carolina. This open at Carolina -3, and every 3 is juiced up toward Atlanta, +3 at -115. So I think this gets down to 2.5. That'll be a short road dog 3 or less system match, which has done great this year, 67% ATS, 20-10 ATS. Also a classic divisional dog, and it looks like line is going to Atlanta. So Atlanta's kind of, based on the line move or the juice liability toward Atlanta as the road dog, it looks a lot like the Patriots spot. Basically, the Falcons are in that Patriots spot, minus the weather probably. Or I guess, what's Carolina looking like? Actually, 12-mile-an-hour winds. It could be kind of gross in Carolina, too. Nothing like Buffalo, though. But anyway, the +3 with Atlanta looks appetizing to me. I think that in the division, especially, but I think that gets down to 2.5. Then anyway, last play for me, guys. I'm looking at the Buffalo Bills getting the hook at the Tampa Bay Bucks, trying to get a 3.5. A lot of these books opened -3.5 Tampa Bay at home. A lot of them are down to 3. There are some 3.5 still out there, but I think buying low on Buffalo after that Pats loss could be a worthwhile play. Josh Allen, 15-8 ATS, 65% as a dog in his career. That would also match short road or road dog 7 or less, road dogs in general. So there are some matches to that that Buffalo spot at the hook. Especially here, guys. But there you have it. Again, some dogs, some windy unders, some non-conference unders, some late-season divisional unders. That's really going to be, I'm mostly a spread guy in the NFL, but really unders, 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 guys. I can't stress it enough. This is a good time of year to be betting them based on the familiarity, playing your second divisional game, a lot of film, nothing really surprising you on offense, and then really the weather. And these non-conference angles, that's really where I think we can make some money until the season ends here, toward the end. But anyway, guys, another pod in the books, episode 467. Hope you had a good Monday, good start to your week with the Pats in the under. Had a couple of these NHL plays, 3-0 night in the NHL, which you love seeing. But anyway, guys, if you enjoy the pod, if it's a staple of your capping, and I don't expect you to play every game I mention, it's totally up to you, but if it's a resource, if it's knowledge, if it's insights that whether you tail fade, doesn't matter, but you tune in because maybe you pick up one bet I mentioned that helps you cash a bet or a system or a strategy or the 20-point rule in college hoops, which every time someone mentions it and it wins, people are like, what's the 20-point rule? And you'll have to search it or ask me if you want to know it. But anyway, if the contrarian mindset, the data-driven mindset has helped you in any way and you want to make my day, let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in. There's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. pick up a copy of The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Just go to Amazon.com, grab one. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how to set up a bankroll management plan, how to flat bet and avoid parlays, and why you should avoid parlays, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, major chapters, all the different sports. It would mean a lot to me, guys, and I think you're going to – it's not just to make me happy. There's a lot of good nuggets in there that I've learned through osmosis working in the industry for over a decade now at this point. So makes a great stocking stuffer, makes a great gift. What the heck are you going to get your Uncle Dwayne? Who knows? Well, he's in a newly legalized state, so get him my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. But seriously, guys, if you want to do it, it would mean a lot to me. If you already have, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun, where Mitch and Pauly in the morning are going to be live from Foxwoods starting tomorrow throughout the rest of the week. Go say hi to them. Tell them Josh Applebaum sent you. or at the good old South Point where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found. And don't forget about the sparkling new Circa, where you can get a juicy victory burger and make sure you tip your ticket writer. And I would say eat your burger after you go swimming at Stadium Swim. Make it easy on you. You don't want to throw up in the pool and ruin it for everybody. But anyway, guys, wherever it may be, walk up to me. And you know what? How about you flash me a beautiful Washington Caps ticket, Colorado Avs ticket, Dallas ticket, or how about a New Mexico at the buzzer or an Iowa over? But you know what, guys? There's only one ticket you can show me from last night, or I guess two. Patriots, baby. My Pats. +3. Maybe it was a teaser. Maybe it was the under. But guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book, sweat sharp contrarian plays all night. I wish you the best of luck. Have a great Tuesday. If you're looking for more insights and updates, tune in to Betting Across America today, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. Me and my guy Mike Pritch will be breaking down all the games, updating all the line moves, looking forward to bowl games and NFL this weekend. But a lot more to discuss and update you on some line moves. Tune in, again, stream live, VSiN.com and the iHeartRadio app. You can listen to us there as well. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a great Tuesday. Tomorrow, it's Dickie V, baby. It's a big hump day Wednesday, baby. Got a big college hoop slate tomorrow, baby. Get ready, baby. Whatever it may be, guys, hope to see you at the window. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. And remember, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Nope. Sports betting is hard. There's no such thing as a lock. There's no such thing as a guarantee. We got to overcome the juice. We got to overcome luck. We got to overcome randomness. But that makes it just that much sweeter when you're turning a profit. And when you're struggling, you have that mindset and say, hey, I'm just going to keep grinding, guys, because betting is hard. If it was easy, we'd all be millionaires, and we know that all is not the case. But again, have a great day. Good luck, and I will see you at the window. Do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Have a great Tuesday, guys. Good luck.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.